morning, this is Gary. I'm on.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Deputy Commissioner Parody, are you online? We got six.
All right, we'll go ahead and start. Welcome, everybody. Can everybody hear me all right?
Yes, sir. You're fine. Thank you.
Great. Welcome to our 10 a.m. Board meeting, the 19th. Appreciate everybody taking time out of the busy day for this quick board meeting. Sherry, would you do a roll call of the board members, please?
I will. Deputy Commissioner Parody? Deputy Commissioner Burnett?
Here.
Mr. Wilkin?
Here.
Mr. Deck?
Here.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Miss Lane Brown.
Here.
Mr. Prude.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Would you continue with staff and public, please?
Okay. Staff in the room.
Linda Sen.
Jim and staff, Ada.
Kirsten Rodvick, Ada.
Mark Davis, Ada.
Sherry Severson, Ada.
Brenda Applegate, Ada.
Jerry Jude, Department of Law.
Mark Gardner, PFM.
Is there any other members
John
of the Frank public?
Scene, Ada.
Are there any other members of the public on the line?
You got her all flustered today.
You got me all flustered today.
Item number four on our agenda, public comments. So I don't see anybody from the public in the boardroom. Is there anybody online wishing to make a public comment? Anybody online? Hearing none, we will close public comments. That brings us up to new business. And so, on the agenda is executive session Mustang Operations Center, and I'm sure someone out there has the proper language to say to Mr. Chairman, I move to go into the executive session, right, Sherry?
Yes.
I need a motion to go executive session to discuss Mach 1.
Yeah, this is Dan Kennedy. I want to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss Mustang Operation Center.
Confidential financial and business information concerning
Mach 1.
Yes.
Thank you.
You had a second on the phone?
Yes, second. Mr. Real, second.
Thank you.
All right. We are now in executive session. Thank you. So, let's see. With advice board, no action, formal action will be taken and discussed while in executive session. And then, continuing on to new business, John.
Yes, I'd like to propose resolution number G17-06, resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority relating to the Mustang Development Project and Mustang Road LLC.
You need to add the language, John.
Yeah. I think a board member needs to make the motion, not the executive.
He's proposing it. What's the language? We'll get to that.
And the language is, whereas the board of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, the authority, previously approved participating in the Mustang Oil Field Development with Brooks Range Petroleum Corporation, a BRPC, through two development finance projects under AS44.88.172, with one project being the construction of the Mustang Road and Pad, and the other project being the development of an oil processing facility. Whereas the authority's participation in the Mustang Road and Pad is through partial ownership of Mustang Road LLC, an Alaska Limited Liability Company, with the owners of BRPC being the other owners of the Limited Liability Company. Whereas the authority has the opportunity to acquire all of the membership interests in Mustang Road LLC, and doing so will give the authority control over the Mustang Road and Pad, which can serve as critical infrastructure for the state of Alaska. Whereas having the authority acquire 100% of Mustang Road LLC will improve the economics of the Mustang projects and may free up capital that can be deployed in the overall development of the Mustang oil field. And whereas the staff of the authority and its financial advisor, PFM Group Consulting LLC, have recommended that the authority acquire 100% of the membership interest in Mustang Road LLC, now, therefore, be it resolved by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority as follows. Section 1, The authority is authorized to acquire 100% of the membership interest in Mustang Road LLC, and the authority is authorized to accept the selling member's interest in Mustang Road LLC in satisfaction of the selling member's obligations to pay the authority for its investment in the limited liability company. Section 2, the executive director is authorized to apply to the State of Alaska Department of Natural Resources and to take all actions necessary, including soliciting advice from the local government affected by the project for Mustang Road LLC under the authority's 100% ownership, to gain, have, and maintain control over the Mustang Road and pad. Section 3, the executive director is authorized to sign all contracts and other documents and to take all other actions necessary or expedient in fulfilling the purposes of this resolution, dated at Anchorage, Alaska, this 19th day of June 2017.
Thank you, John. So I'd like to move the resolution for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, it's Gary. I move the resolution.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Ready for the question?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I think in discussion I would offer that I think this resolution is the best action we can take at this point in time. I want to note that given the complexity and the fluidity of this situation, should a further session be required ahead of our regularly scheduled session, June 29th, that I would just encourage the chair to take that into consideration. And then on the 29th, assuming the issues we're working on continue to gestate in the interim, I look forward to seeing further steps mapped out by our team.
So noted, Fred. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Gary?
Yes. Would you please read the sentence or sentences that we inserted in regard to consulting with the Marshall Bureau?
All right, I'll reread it. It's under Section 2 on the back page, 2 on the back page. After the words all actions, take all actions necessary, insert after that comma, including soliciting advice from the local government affected by the project. And then there'd be a comma, then for Mustang Road LLC. That's the idea.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank
you. Further discussion before I call for the vote? Hearing none, Corinne?
Mr. Wilkins?
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Paradis?
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett?
Yes.
Ms. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Dick?
Yes.
Mr. Cruz?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That concludes new business. We'll go to item number 6, director comments. John?
Next regularly scheduled board meeting may be on Thursday, June 29th, 2017.
Thank you. Board comments. Russell, Jerry, Fred, Jerry, Elaine.
None for me, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Good. I'd like to thank Jonas and Marks and Jerry and everybody that put this together for us really quickly. We appreciate it. And obviously there's some deliverables between now and the 29th. As things go, we look forward to what you guys come up with. We may or may not have to have a little, it may be as informal as a work session, be a teleconference if we have to, for an hour or something prior to, I guess we'd have to do a week announcement ahead of schedule on that. So maybe, I don't know what that would be, maybe by Thursday of this week, if you think that we need a little work, teleconference work schedule for questions and answers. I don't know how that would work. Executive, so we have to actually go into executive session.
29th is a week from Thursday.
But yeah, so it's not. So anyway, to Fred's point, if something, we do have our notice requirement, Fred, so we have to make sure we adhere to that. All right, with that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Hello.
Thank you. And folks, thank you for your busy day.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.